Now, it may only be mid-October, but the FA Cup is well in full swing and the fourth qualifying round takes place this weekend. And basically, this is the last round before Football League clubs enter for the first time. So after the games this weekend, we will have the draw, which will involve Tranmere and their League 2 opponents and League 1 as well. Also involved this weekend are one of our local teams, Marine, and they've got a huge game against Salford City, who, of course, are owned by the Class of 92 and are flying high in the National League. So let's preview that game with Alan Morgan, Marine's assistant manager. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great to have you on. Now, you'll have some great memories of the FA Cup from your playing days. So how much are you looking forward to this one?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I don't think we could have, you know, I think we could only maybe had one harder draw, which was Salford City away. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. And, you know, we're going to be preparing properly for it and see what happens on Saturday.
What was the reaction when Salford came out, though? Because to get to the fourth qualifying round and be that close to the first round to then draw one of the big hitters, is it slightly irritating or is it a good test?
Bit of both, really, because at the end of the day, you know, you want to play against the best teams. Obviously, we're not going to go and win it. So it's good to play against, you know, the best teams. But also you think, could you've got someone maybe less and see if you can get into the first round proper. But at the end of the day, you know, we've done well to where we are and we'll be looking forward to it.
It's going to be a great occasion. It's this Saturday, as we say. It's at Marine as well. So if you fancy going to watch this one at 3 o'clock kickoff, it'll be a really, really good game. And the FA Cup is so important to a number of teams in non-league football because the prize money on offer is so big.
Yeah, it's massive. You know, the club have done absolutely brilliant, you know, before me and the Gaffer Neil Young came in. You know, they had a tough game against Scarborough, which we drew 1-0 at home and they won in the replay away. So that's a tremendous result with Ian Johnson who took them. And, you know, and obviously the Frickley game at home was really hard as well. So, you know, money's important in non-league football. You know, there's a lot of volunteers who do a lot of work. And, you know, each pound counts.
Certainly does. Marine have been in the first round plenty of times. I think their best run is to the third round. What would it mean to help get them back into the first round?
It'd be massive. It'd be a massive achievement for us. But we know we've got a very, very difficult challenge ahead of us. You know, Salford are absolutely flying in the National League. You know, we'll probably be favourites to go up now. And, you know, what we're building on and off a pitch, they're going to be a team, you know, in the future.
Yeah, Salford are top of the National League, 34 points from their 16 games. So far, as I mentioned, they are owned by the Class of 92. So that's it. Gary and Phil Neville, Paul Scholes, Ryan Giggs, Nicky Butt. We've all seen the documentary on TV, I'm sure. And Graham Alexander, their manager, someone you must have come across in your playing career, Alan.
Yeah, I think I've played against him once or twice before. You know, he was a quality right back and he was excellent on pens. So, he's done a good job and obviously he's gone into Salford, big expectations to start the season and they're delivering for him at the moment. So hopefully it continues for them. And at the end of the day, we've got to do our job on Saturday. It's going to be very difficult. You know, they haven't lost many games this season and, you know, they're on a little good run, even though they had a 2-2 draw at home against Braintree on Saturday. But, you know, they're a very good side. Very, very good players.
Certainly are. It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time, and I'm joined by Alan Morgan, who's the Marine assistant manager, also former Tranmere player as well, ahead of their game against Salford in the FA Cup this weekend. What are your favourite memories of the FA Cup from your career, Alan?
It is. You know, when we played against, you know, we went to Goodison in the FA Cup all them years ago. We went there and won 3-0, and we've had some couple of good games, the Southampton games, you know, in the FA Cup as well. So we've had a lot of good games. Tranmere, you know, Tranmere were known as a cup team in them days. You know, but FA Cup's special. It doesn't matter what league, what team, everyone also, you know, when you're looking for a fixture, you always, you know, the FA Cup just brings that extra special to it.
It certainly does. What was it that Aldo did to get you going in those games?
And I think he just, you know, Aldo did, you know, Gaffer did really well, you know, preparing us. And we knew that we had to be on our game. You know, sometimes maybe the opposition underestimated us when we played against the bigger teams. But we made sure we left everything on the pitch. We, you know, and them days, luckily enough, we got results. You know, and hopefully that could be something that could happen Saturday at Marine, where we've got to give it everything, and hopefully, you know, Salford have an off day.
Fingers crossed. You've obviously just gone into Marine over the last few weeks as assistant manager to Neil Young. How much are you enjoying it?
Loving it. I'm loving it. You know, people who know me, I enjoy. Doesn't matter to me where it is, as long as football's involved. So I'm really enjoying it since we've gone in. The club have been brilliant and the lads have been terrific. So, you know, hopefully they can recover the game tonight against Gainsborough Trinity's off, because it'll give us, hopefully, a bit of rest time and we prepare properly for it on Thursday and we kick off on 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Neil Young, as someone who's got a great pedigree in non-league football as well, did such an amazing job with Chester to get them right back up the divisions and into the National League. So he's a great person to have at the helm, and having both of you with such experience of non-league football and higher up the pyramid is surely going to be a good thing for Marine going forward.
Yeah, hopefully. Neil's been brilliant. You know, he's even in his Colin Bay days when he got promoted, and then he went to Chester and got them promoted. So he's done a tremendous job, and he's been linked with jobs before, and he hasn't think it's been the right one for him. But Marine come knocking on the door, and he's jumped at it, and he thinks just is the right. He said he feels at the right time, like he did when he went into Colin Bay and Chester.
And the results have certainly improved since he took charge and since you arrived as well, Alan. So best of luck at the weekend, and fingers crossed you can get yourself in the hat for the first round.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.